creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Puff Show.
Realize after the operation and with the different food I'd been eating and whatever, that I hadn't pooped for 12 days.
Hold on, before you go.
Okay.
Okay, I got you. Where are you going?
Yes. Oh, my God.
So I took a laxative. A gentle overnight laxative.
Please tell me you shit yourself.
Oh, my God.
Please tell me you shit yourself.
Okay. So you hadn't pooped in 12 days.
So 4:30.
12 days? Really?
4:30 in the morning, my dog barks to go out. I can't find his leash, so I found a long piece of rope, and I hooked it around his collar.
Wait, is nobody else going to jump in on this?
Shut up. No, no,
why
I know.
Find his leash?
No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I want to know where this is going.
So
you tie the rope around his neck.
So I tied the rope around his collar.
You take him out to poop.
And so there's two ends of the rope because it's looped through.
Uh-huh.
I step out onto the steps and there's ice. I almost tumbled.
And shit herself.
Shut up.
Shut
up. Let this happen on its own. Okay,
froze.
Shut up. Okay, so,
I stumbled.
You didn't
and
slip,
as I
though.
Stumbled, I let go.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Please tell me you shit yourself.
Oh my God.
Please tell me you shit yourself.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2396 of the BFO for Tuesday the 21st of March 2017, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some voice letters, some more short stories, and there was something in the villain mailbox. Hello, Sprungus, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're Sprungus today because y'all, spring has sprung. Spring has sprung. Y'all, it was cold. It was cold overnight, Sunday night into Monday morning here in Charleston. But y'all, it went from 39 degrees at 8 a.m. in the morning to 70 degrees by the time Monday afternoon rolled around. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, it's a spring has sprung. Yes, Big Betty, you've been sneezing your head off. It's true. Y'all, I've got to get my I've got to get my Clara.
On the other hand, you know, I thought, now what was that?
Big Fatty, why did you have to get Aunt, not Aunt Clara, my Clara 10? Oh, okay. Y'all, because, you know, Big Fatty's got the itchy eye. Big Fatty, the itchy eyes, you sure they're not pink? No. But y'all, before I go any further, let me do this.
Mystery Day. Are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date.
Open the door for your mystery day.
Yes! Okay! Yes, Big Fatty, a squeaky gentleman called us. And, well, I was pretty excited, too. Okay! Okay, and, y'all, I... Okay! Y'all, I had... I had retired, talked to the Hatterina and wished her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, then I watched some of the sports ball, had some of my cone beef and cabbage, and y'all, it was delicious. It really was delicious. And y'all, then I was watching some of the sports ball. Okay. And y'all, I decided about, I don't know, it was probably about 9:30. I crawled in the love chamber. Okay. And y'all, I was watching the sports ball there and beginning to drift off and everything. And all of a sudden, testimonium, Herbert Ready. Y'all, it's one of my semi-regular gentleman callers that, y'all, we always have a good time together. And y'all, so he's like, what are you doing, Big Fatty? He was wanting to come over Saturday night, but y'all, Big Fatty just passed out. So anyway, so he says, send me a testimonium on Sunday. And I didn't hear anything back from him until later that evening. And y'all, he came over and it was just lovely. Yes, Big Fanny, you didn't have any problem with your Aunt Clara in the special chair, that's for sure. It's true. Yes, Big Fanny. Make a wish. Yeah, I say, y'all, there was a package. There was a package in the little mailbox. And y'all, it's taped up as if the skull had taped it up. Y'all, it's from the Robs, and I'm going to try to open it up here now. Big Fanny, why didn't you prepare? You're not prepared. It's true, I'm not prepared. Y'all, I've got the scissors, though. Yes, Big Fanny, you always got to open up a skull package with the scissors. Let's just see what we got here. And, y'all, it's thick, Big Fanny. You're getting vulgar. And let's see if I can just pull this out. Big Fanny, that is vulgar. Let's just see if I can pull it out. I think I've got to. Big Fanny, you're struggling. All right, I gotta open the other end also. Then, Big Fanny, this is it's almost as if we're on the Big Ricky Show. Yo, by the way, do y'all listen to the Big Ricky Show? He's always telling people, oh, get closer to the micro-hoist. We can't hear you. Y'all, this latest episode that he had his special guest on there, you can hear, he told her, get closer to the micro-hoist. And, y'all, and then poor Adam, who had been sick as a dog, I tell you, finally had to tell Big Ricky, yo, you need to get closer to the micro-hoist. I can't barely hear, y'all, almost couldn't hear anything Big Ricky was saying. Big Fanny, why are you complaining? Well, I probably shouldn't. Anyway, gosh, this is, y'all, I am struggling with it. Big Fanny, the old people always do struggle to open up the gift ads. Y'all, honest to hydrogen, there is enough tape on here to, Big Fanny, what is, y'all, here, all right, here we go. This little card here, and y'all, it says, Herbert Fanny and Poodle Big Fanny is for me, too. It is. It says, I've had this for a while, waiting for the right moment to send to you. Happy Short Week, Rob and Rob. And y'all, it is a book. It is Belches, Burps, and Farts. Oh my! And y'all, it's a children's book. Oh, Big Fanny, we love a children's book. Oh my God, this is fabulous. Y'all, we'll have to read some of this. Yes, Big Fanny, does it have shots in it also? Well, I don't know about that, but the Belches, Burps, and Farts are definitely. Y'all, here's a page right here that says, we're all gassy. Now that we are so smart about the belch, the burp, and the fart, so whether you are crude or classy, you can bet we're all gassy. Big Fanny. But, Rob, thank you so much. Big Fanny, it's just lovely. And y'all, speaking of, special things of Shark Week, y'all, did you go over there to the BFO and, take a look at the pictures. The picture of the shirt, not the shirt, the shirt. Big Fanny. the shirt that the turnip head came up with. Y'all, it's I'm trying to get over there right now. That Mags sent me a message. It says, "What does that? What does the message say?" And it's Mags. I'm gonna pull it up on my computer so I can see it a little bit better. But the turnip head has got the message over there at his www, and it says it's all shits and giggles until someone giggles and shits, and then it says like Shart Week 2017 BigFattyOnline.com or something like that. But go on over there to the turnip head, the underpants show site, and order your Shart Week t-shirt. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're having it up. Having it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he's fat and sick, and oh, you still talk to me. I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Mean King from the beaches of San Diego. I am calling to give you my NCAA tournament predictions. This is my favorite time of year. It's my favorite sport, college hoops, favorite time of year. It's like Mean King crema. Anyway, I'm calling to give you my final four predictions and ask you if you have made any predictions yourself. Each year I do two brackets. One is a fantasy bracket and one is one where I actually think what's going to happen. In my fantasy and my final four, I have Duke playing Arizona and, not my fantasy, in my real one. I have Duke playing Arizona, Louisville playing UCLA, and UCLA winning over Duke in the championship. In my fantasy one, because I'm a diehard Kansas fan, I have Kansas beating Louisville, UNC beating Kansas beating UCLA in the Final Four, and Arizona beating Villanova, and Kansas winning it all. Sorry, I have two different screens up. So in my what I think will happen, I have UCLA beating Duke. What I hope happens is Kansas beating Arizona. So just calling to see if you have made your brackets and what your predictions are. And Merry Mean King Crema. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is a Mean King. And Mean King, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And how appropriate for Shark Week that your bracket is busted. And I can guarantee you that Coach K probably sharted himself when the South Kakalaki beat them. But Mean King, you need to call back. And I know your bracket is busted. I don't know how busted it is, but... a lot of what you just said ain't no good no more. Yes, Big Fatty?
Oh, hi, Big Fatty. It's Tom of Tom and Terry in the Chicagos. How are you? Hey, I know it's Shart Week, so I wanted to get a story out to you. And this isn't a story about me sharting, but it's about a shart that affected me in a way that I didn't appreciate, and I don't think I ever will. I was working a funeral one day, and at the end of the funeral, everyone's ushered out of the room, and the place that I was working had a kind of a side door going out to a back parking lot, and then the front door where everybody had been parked for this procession that would be leaving to go on to a cemetery. Well, anyway, this kind of a doddering old man walks by, and he looked confused, and he went out the side door, and, I continued to usher people out. Well, after a while, this guy kind of peeked back in the door, and I wasn't always the most patient person, so I went over to where he was, and I said, "Sir, everyone's going out the front door. Your car is going to be parked out here, out the front of the building." So I basically insisted that this guy come back in the building and walk through the building and go out the other door. And that's where I made the biggest mistake of my day. Turns out he shit himself and must have been wearing boxers or something, because I would think that these little clumps of shit that were coming down his long pants and ending up on the carpeting, they would never have come out if he had briefs on. But anyway, as I'm escorting him through the building, little clumps of the greenest shit I have ever seen started coming down and out his little pant leg as we walked through the building. At least a dozen little clumps by the time I got him out the front door. And, of course, I let him right out the door and sent him directly to the car that he had come in, which I think must have been with his daughter. So she got to sit with him in his shit-laden pants and drive. And there was shit on his shoe and everything. I mean, there was shit everywhere. So I got him out, and I spent, you know, probably an hour with carpet cleaner trying to get this mess picked up. So sometimes other people shart and we get ourselves involved when we shouldn't. Have a good day.
Oh my god, Digger, thank you so much for that story. It's just Big Fatty is just lovely. I didn't know that the old gal went to a lot of funerals. Well, Digger, that oh my god, you have such a way of telling the story. And Digger, thank you so much for that. And y'all, if you've got a short story like that, please call it in and let us know. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, Santa's a
son. Not dead, anything but
dead. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All this week on The Little Show.
Big Fatty. Online.
Short week.
Well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. I'm like, no, you can't. Then you can't be. No, like, yeah, you can't be walking through the house. And if I went in the bedroom, there's no place to sit in the bedroom except for on the bed. And I know myself well enough. No, I'm going to lay down. And I'm certainly not going to lay down. I'm not Mariah Carey being interviewed by, you know, like where I just do everything kind of, you know, draped to the side. It was fun. I was very nervous in the beginning. It was very clear I was nervous in the beginning. But
well, you kind of say you're nervous in the beginning.
Well, no, I was. I mean, right. when the phone rang and it was clearly a New York area code. I mean, I think I might have sharted a little tiny bit.
Oh, but my
I
was gosh. Like, okay. You did it. A really good job, though.
You know, can't fight Mother Nature. I don't know. Like, so Friday night, we just stayed home and we listened to the records, and then we watched Golden Girls and Bob's Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Grubhub from a place that you introduced us to, which was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious again. But then, like, I woke up yesterday morning and, like, I was...
Oh. Your butt was, like, not delicious.
No. It was... Oh. I can't even. I was telling you earlier, like, it was suggested that I had a show yesterday that I wear an adult diaper on stage. So that was super fun.
So I do all of that, and I've got to get upstairs and change so I can come back downstairs and feed the dogs and do everything. So I'm running upstairs with stuff to take upstairs, and I, you know, I'm a little gassy, and I've been holding. This is going to be TMI.
Already is.
I've been holding the gas because I was in a cartoon session. You can't sit in a studio with other people and fart. It's just rude. So I'm going upstairs thinking, finally I can relieve myself, and I farted. And Lovies, it was a shart. I know.
I'm throwing up in my mouth.
I sharted. And it wasn't a little shart, Lovies. You know, it was one that I had to strip down and get into the shower.
I'm leaving if you continue.
Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, two, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I've got some e-letters that I meant to get to today, but I just, Mags, I think I got to yours, but Chris from Tennessee got his, prize, and he was very underwhelmed. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Cocktails and Kerfuffles, and Joey, after listening to Digga's story, what's the one thing that you hope was the outcome of that?
Please tell me you shit yourself.
Oh my God.
Please tell me you shit yourself.
Oh, there was plenty of that on the floor. You're just green, and it just... everywhere.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.